Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, your weekly recap of AEW Dynamite and WWE Smackdown. I'm your host, as always, Steve Picorni, joined by April.
Hi.
What's happening?
Tiger King. Tiger King is happening.
If you haven't watched Tiger King, pause this podcast.
Go binge it.
All 7 episodes.
Still not working.
It's wild.
It is wild.
Foss was texting me today about the Benoit documentary and if we watched that yet.
Tell Foss to shut it.
And then I asked, have you watched Tiger King yet? He says, I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm just in my quarantine life. You're working, so.
Yep.
You're essential.
I've always known it to be true, but it was nice to be confirmed. Mm. I'm essential to this world.
Not me.
Let's get into it. We have AEW Dynamite from March 25th, 2020. Show starts off. You watched almost all of this. Mm-hmm. I stopped at the grocery store.
My dad was here, though, and was dissing Cody Rhodes like the whole time. Jeez. It was very annoying.
How dare you, Woody?
My dad seriously judged him because of his neck tattoo. That's what's unfortunate. I'm trying to defend Cody and his neck tattoo. I'm fine with it. Then my dad has to be like, who's this dude?
Wahoo.
Yeah.
So we got Kenny Omega and Cody joining the broadcast team as the night starts with Tony Schiavone. So we only have Tony Schiavone and Cody through the whole night. I thought Tony Schiavone did a stellar job commentating. He wasn't Schiavone-ing it at all.
No.
But Cody quickly goes down to the ring because he has a match against Jimmy Havoc.
So they did not have the wrestlers in the audience this time.
No. So the state of Florida told them they can have no more than like a set amount of people in the like staging area. So like once you have Brandy, Schiavone, Cody.
That's like basically.
Yeah.
And the camera crew.
Cameras. It's
basically like 10 people already.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why they didn't do it this week. It took a little away from the show, I feel like, but not like
I thought it did.
Amount.
Yeah. I liked it though with the crowd of people.
Yeah. So they kept going, doing insets with a room backstage with like different wrestlers, like
cheering or booing. And
yeah.
Ty Dillinger kept having a sign. What? So at least it gave like that kind of feel to it.
Totally.
Then my dad was like, oh, who's that girl? And I'm like, oh, the guy you just dissed for like 20 minutes? That's his wife. Brandy Rhodes, like Dusty Rhodes? Dad, you're starting to annoy the hell out of me.
I had heard that.
He's like, oh, is it his daughter? I'm like, no.
The way you had to explain it to him was like, I married Steve and now my last name is Picorni. She married Cody. That's not even their last name. It's Runnels.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Ruggles?
Runnels.
Runnels.
Yep. Hmm. So what did you think of the Jimmy Havoc match?
I thought it was okay. Wasn't like super spectacular. Wasn't like super horrible.
Did the matches go on long?
No, this felt actually really fast to me, maybe because I had to explain to my dad every second. Like, I had to turn and tell him shit. He just kept talking.
He didn't have any questions about Jimmy Havoc?
No, he just dissed Cody the whole time.
Wow.
He was like, who's this jackass? Like, basically just dissing him. I'm like, what?
There's a bud tender at my job that looks remarkably like Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cody Rhodes, and I was like, do you want to introduce me to him? Ha ha, we're married.
Cody wins with the crossroads, gets a 3 count. Then Jake the Snake shows up on the big screen and essentially challenges Cody to a match that Cody is afraid. Cody goes back to the announce booth where he just says, you know, Lance Archer has no matches under his belt in AEW. He has to earn the match. And he can debut next week on Dynamite. Then we get a Darby Allin promo. He has a match versus Kip Sabian coming up. And he is wearing his
many faces,
famous masks of mm-hmm. The Inner Circle, and he lights them all on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we get Kip Sabian with Penelope Ford versus Darby Allin. What did you think of this match?
It was good.
I won't be grading anything since I didn't get a chance to watch.
This one I didn't super pay attention to.
So. You're not a big Penelope Ford fan.
I'm not, but my dad was like, oh. I'm like, oh my god. Oh, he was dissing Darby Allin's outfit like the whole time.
Yeah. Why?
He was like, he's wearing these short shorts with leggings underneath.
Darby Allin, I feel like, is built like Josh.
I was like, yeah, that's his like little emo tough look. I don't know.
There was a video on Sammy's Instagram of them like trying to jump Darby at a 7-Eleven. And Darby Allin literally dresses the same exact way. And he still had like face paint on his face. Like it was flaked off, but yeah.
I do like Darby Allin. Kip Sabian, I'm like, whatever about.
He's a good heel.
Yeah.
Shit heel.
Because his accent.
Yes.
Did I do good?
Darby Allin wins. Mm-hmm. gets the Last Supper, which I believe is that stunner.
Mm-hmm. This was a squash match.
Yes. So the next match, which I actually got to see, Jake Hager. Versus Chico Adams. Jake Hager just beat the shit out of Chico Adams.
Yeah, my dad was like, oh, what?
That was fast.
Oh, who's this guy coming out?
Made him tap out with the arm triangle choke. I would give that a B. So it was a great squash match. What would you rate it?
That was a C. It was whatever.
Wow, how dare you. John Moxley comes out, hits Jake with the paradigm shift. Hager gets like right back up. Tries to get him in the ankle lock. They both go out outside of the ring and just beat the shit out of each other. Then John Moxley cuts a promo backstage where he just says, hey, told you to check your blind spot. Make sure you watch out for me. So we are going to get a Jake Hager versus John Moxley championship match at some point.
Not down.
Why?
Jake Hager just seems like a clown.
He's going to start just taking apart the Inner Circle one by one.
Jake Hager or John Moxley?
John Moxley.
I was like, he's turning? Okay.
We get a video package of Brody Lee eating a steak with the two other members of the Dark Order.
He was like, I'm not done eating yet.
Yeah. Vince McMahonism's all over the place. Throws a guy out for cutting a steak before he's done. And then the other guy gets around, because he sneezes.
Those are Vince McMahon things?
Yeah. Vince McMahon gets mad at himself if he sneezes. Like, and Vince McMahon also didn't know what a steak burrito was. That's a story Triple H just told.
Vince McMahon needs to be careful because coronavirus taking all these old people.
Coronavirus!
Are you trying to be Cardi B?
It's real! Then we get another squash match. QT Marshall versus Brody Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Brody just beats the shit out of him. He gets a huge boss man slam.
What's his real name? Is his real name Brody?
I believe so. Yeah. And Brody Lee gets the 1-2-3. After the match, Dark Order all gets into the ring, drops a mask onto QT. Join the Dark Order.
Join the Dark Order. Brody Lee in charge, a.k.a. Yeah. Luke Harper.
Your dad called Brody a douchebag.
Yeah. Oh, my dad knew who Matt Hardy was. Oh, that's Matt Hardy. Yes, Dad.
We get an update on Nick Jackson from Vanguard 1.
Who died.
Yes. Yeah, your dad was laughing when the door was shown on top of Nick Jackson.
He was laughing so hard.
But
yeah, the drone like goes to his house.
Yeah, he's like spying on him. He's 61% healed. Then we get...
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. The AAA Mega Championship match, which you had no idea what it was.
Did not.
AAA is a Mexican wrestling league.
Sammy is just making out with Brandi Rhodes' picture.
Yeah, so...
And her face of that was so funny. It's got to be a gif. Because she is so disgusted. She is lying.
Sammy brings out some caricatures of...
All his family or friends.
Chris Jericho, Brandi Rhodes, and Picard. Or not Picard, Shatner from Star Trek.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. A really good match. Omega, I mean, Sammy's always having good matches.
Yeah, well, I feel like they're the two of them.
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, they're beating the shit out of each other. Sammy's continuously, like, biting Omega's hand and, like, stomping on it. That's when Sammy goes and kisses Brandi Rhodes' picture. And that, yeah. I'll make that the...
Look, I just sent it to you.
The picture for the episode.
Did you see it? I just... sent it.
I haven't gotten anything.
Really? Oh, I didn't send it. No, I sent it twice now.
I just received it.
No, I sent it twice.
I love that they're not zoomed in at first and then they zoom in on her face. Yeah, fucking the match goes half an hour.
Yeah.
Omega finally hits a V trigger and a one-winged angel. For the three count.
1, 2, 3.
And you didn't see any of this either, huh?
What?
The Jericho-Matt Hardy?
I saw part of it, but not...
Mm-mm. Jericho basically cuts a promo on Vanguard 1. Mm. Insulting it and then offering him a place inside the inner circle.
Then, the drone.
Yes.
Okay.
Vanguard 1. Then Matt Hardy shows up high in the bleachers... disappears, shows up closer, and then he's in the ring.
I know, and I was telling my dad, I was like, wow, he runs really fast. He's like, no, April was edited. I was like, oh, damn, all right, dad, shit, I didn't know you knew about wrestling.
Hardy cuts a promo just saying AEW is about freedom, and he can't allow the inner circle to ruin it. And then Jericho just talks about all the careers he's made in AEW with his matches. He says that Matt Hardy hasn't changed fucking anything ever. Matt Hardy then reveals that he is now Damascus, and Damascus is 3,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Say with it, April.
Damascus?
Damascus.
He's just being like his all-out weird character.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Sammy and Jericho attack Hardy.
You think it's great, though?
I mean, yes. I love Matt Hardy.
Did you love him in WWE?
Yes. Kenny Omega and Cody come out for the save. Heels go, try to leave. And Damascus, Matt Hardy, sets the pyro off, trapping them.
That was pretty cool. I feel like it really almost burned Jericho. Jericho was like,
What would you rate the whole show?
I'm going to give the overall show a B.
That's good.
Last week was better. I think just because the audience. I like the audience thing. But, yeah. I mean, they can't do it. So, what are they going to do? So, now I'm going to judge it based on this from here on out.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Show was, a B. Pretty good. We have all sorts of WrestleMania news, too. We can get into that before SmackDown.
Are we just leaving our child in the room?
Yeah. Let me go check on him again. Hold on. So we have huge Mania news.
We're going to talk about it before SmackDown?
Yes.
Come.
Roman Reigns out of the world title match, even though as of yesterday, they're still promoting
him. They said it on SmackDown.
Over and over again. Dana Brooke also out of WrestleMania. Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
Also out of WrestleMania. Oh, you can talk. Say hello. Say hi. Mysterio was supposed to face Andrade. Dana Brooke was supposed to be in the six-pack challenge.
So Mysterio was in a match. I didn't know that.
They hadn't announced it yet, but that was the way they were going to go.
Okay.
And then...
they're not leaving.
Roman fighting Goldberg.
Yeah, that's a big change that they definitely did not say.
No. Yeah, ow. What are you doing? So we got...
those big changes.
Some of the spoilers have already come through. Okay. Rumor. So if you don't want to be spoiled of what's happening, you should probably fast forward like 15 seconds. Braun Strowman versus Goldberg is the championship match.
How'd you know this?
It's already been...
It's just spoiled for me.
You haven't seen any of the leaks they talked about on Wrestling Observer?
I haven't listened.
Wow.
Now that I've been on Quarantine Life, I haven't listened to that podcast at all.
Braun Strowman versus Goldberg, April.
I used to listen to all of them on my car rides.
Yeah. That brings us to SmackDown from 3/27/20.
Wait, so is Andrade going to face anyone?
They're in that tag match now. Him and Angel Garza versus the Street Profits.
Okay, whatever. All right.
So we show starts off with Bayley and Sasha Banks. You got to see this. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Bayley came out with her new, even shorter hair with Sasha, and they were talking about how Paige is trying to like act like she's relevant, and oh my god, I see the game phase 10 right there, and I want to play it so bad now. Anyways,
phase 10 is the worst game in the world.
I see it. So basically they're Bailey's like trying to talk shit and be like, they think that you can turn, we can turn against each other. That would never happen. We're best friends. And Sasha like kind of looks and pauses for a second, and then she's about to talk, and then Lacey Evans comes out. Then Lacey Evans comes out, is annoying.
Talks a bunch of shit.
And then Naomi comes out next. She's dancing, and Sasha's like, no one's here. No one's here. And then she's talking about how she might be the next champion. And then Tamina comes out. Don't even acknowledge that Dana Brooke's not in it anymore. Whatever. Probably because she's irrelevant, even though I like Dana Brooke. I like her, but they always make her like a clown.
Yeah.
They couldn't even just be like, hey, unfortunately, Dana Brooke is going to be out of this match, so let's replace her or something.
Where's Nia Jax?
Oh, God, gone forever,
and,
hopefully.
And who would they replace her with? There's nobody else on the roster.
That's true. Where are the Iconics? Where are they?
Where are the Iconics?
Where are you, Peyton and Billy Kay?
I think they're also on Raw.
I don't care. Where are you?
But that ends with a big brawl. Big brawl?
Mm-hmm. Ends with that. Well, Tamina headbutts Naomi and Lacey, but not the other girls. So that's how it ends.
Oh. What did you think of that whole...
It was whatever. I can tell they're turning into a Bayley-Sasha thing.
Oh, of course.
But then it's like, who's going to be the good guy and who's going to be the bad guy?
Sasha will be good.
So she can be a rapper?
Yeah. Yeah, sell albums and be on Disney. We have a dinosaur on site. What?
My teacher finally graded my essay.
Uh-oh. Let me pause. April received 100 out of 100. April's acting like she failed it until she opened the app. Next match, Drew Gulak with Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura with Cesaro and Sami Zayn on commentary. Just a reminder, if Drew Gulak wins, Daniel Bryan gets a shot at the IC title at WrestleMania. Really amazing back and forth match. Cesaro pulls Nakamura out of the ring at one point when Drew is going after him. You get Sami Zayn on commentary saying it's legal. Daniel Bryan just being upset. At one point, Shinsuke goes for the Kinshasa. Daniel Bryan pulls him out of the way. Drew Gulak rolls him up. 1, 2, 3. So we do get Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn.
Which I told you would happen.
At the WrestleMania. Which, April, if you weren't aware, it's too big for one night.
It's too big. Oh, man. Every bitch said this. Every person said this.
You don't wear it?
And if they continue to say it, I'm going to be annoyed.
Too big for one night.
Okay. Like.
It's Raw. Bink. We get a video package of the Otis and Dolph Ziggler shit from last week. Then we get Dolph. Is he FaceTiming? Or what?
Dude, I don't know. And it's like so clear that he's not doing it.
Just essentially talking about how Otis is pitiful and lame. Otis shows up, flanked by Tucker, Adam Pearce, and a bunch of other people holding him back. And Ziggler challenges him to a match at WrestleMania with Mandy Rose in his corner.
Is that going to really... Okay. The only way I'm going to like this match is if Mandy Rose helps Otis. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm not even down for this feud anymore.
But something has to happen where, like, she finds out that...
That's what should happen. She should turn and then, like, throw Ziggler's phone at him and be like, I found the text you sent him, you liar.
Like, the...
To Dolph Ziggler.
The one time Ziggler brings his phone down to the ring, he gives to Mandy to hold. Then we get Elias... singing a song on a pedestal of some sort.
Can't.
Up high. He calls Baron Corbin a turd, yeah, which is always funny. Just like that. Corbin shows up and just beats the hell out of him and then throws him off this like stand. Clearly pre-taped.
And I was like, no, it's not pre-taped. I was like, oh, wow, how did he fall down there?
You're like, what did he land on? I'm like, April. It's clearly pre-taped.
I'm a sucker.
He, like, falls and you just hear, like, whoa! Like, the fakest fall noise. Medical personnel rushes to check Elias.
We have a special guest, like usual. We're going to have to start recording this at night.
Yeah. We get Alexa Bliss versus Asuka with Nikki Cross on commentary. Mm-hmm. Nikki Cross was...
Okay.
Hey. Thank you. Nikki Cross was great on commentary.
No, she was not.
And Michael Cole just being like, what's wrong with you?
He can't stop laughing.
Yeah, you could see him like laughing, being like, what crowd are you trying to amp up? Like, it was just... A plus.
Yeah, because she kept like, going like, Alexa, come on, cheer with me, Michael. And he's like, no.
And then at one point, she was like, this is for the tag titles.
And he's like, no, it is not.
It's like, actually, this is a one-on-one match, not for the tag titles.
And I just can't tell if Michael Cole is actually annoyed or having fun.
I think he's having fun. We get a really good match between Asuka and Alexa.
They're both good.
Asuka's just awesome.
The best. Asuka, where do you live in Vegas, man?
Oh my God.
We're going to get real great. I mean.
Alexa hits Asuka with a Fallout DDT for the win.
I can't believe they let her win. I was so fucking annoyed.
Well, it gives a reason to do the Mania match.
Whatever, dude.
Where's Kairi Sane?
Dude, where is she?
They show a WrestleMania 32 match.
Which we did not watch at all.
We watched like the beginning of it. But we watched it originally. It was a whatever match. This is when Triple H hit Stephanie. Like, this is when our child was first born. Usos versus New Day is announced.
We didn't watch this the least.
But we also missed a promo of Dolph talking to Sonya Deville. Mandy shows up and says that she's not going to let him and Otis fight over her. And then we go to a Firefly Funhouse segment where Bray says that he failed to beat John Cena, but the Fiend will not. And it is going to be a Firefly Funhouse match. Who knows what that means? Hopefully it's at a Hooters like Bray wanted.
He wanted it at a Hooters?
Bray had tweeted, if WrestleMania is canceled, I still want to fight John Cena, and we will have a death match at a Hooters. Too bad all the restaurants are also closed. Then we get the New Day versus the Usos for the number one contendership for the tag titles at WrestleMania. You get Miz and Morrison on commentary. At one point, everyone ends up outside of the ring. Big schmoz.
Turtlenecks everywhere.
Turtlenecks. Dives. Michael Cole jumps on a microphone and says he's been alerted by officials that there will be a triple threat ladder match at WrestleMania for the tag titles. Yeah. It's either Miz or Morrison calls Michael Cole stupid.
Yeah, do they call him stupid or a jerk?
They say, you're speckled, you're stupid. And that's the last match. Takes us off the show. What would you grade the SmackDown show, April?
It wasn't horrible. You know, it's better that they covered the chairs. It made it look way less desolate.
They took all the chairs out of the arena and put some, like, more TV screens out there. Mm-hmm. And it
looked better.
100 times
better.
The
show wasn't bad. Like,
and they filmed it from a different angle, which helped.
I mean, for the most part, for everything I saw, it was all right. It all, like, went with WrestleMania, so I'm going to give it, like, a B.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn is always good.
Sami Zayn on commentary is awesome.
Yeah, I definitely think that he should just always be on commentary. No.
Loser of the week is Gronk again.
Why? He wasn't
just
even
because
on.
I still have two shows from last week.
Isn't loser of the week probably Strowman, who said that mean shit?
He said that last week.
Oh, well, we didn't say he was the loser last week because it was Gronkowski.
Yeah. It'll be Gronkowski for the rest of time.
Okay.
With that dancing and grinding. April, are you looking forward to WrestleMania?
No.
We're a week away.
I don't care. Sadly, I don't care. We're going to watch it. We don't have anything else to do. We're just chilling at home. I just did a bunch of grocery shopping. We got some food here. But yeah, I don't know. It sucks because like I did want that push for Drew McIntyre.
Who we haven't seen like at all.
No. Like, who even, like, is that still happening?
I mean, we haven't heard anything about that, so I'm sure it is. I have heard that it's too big for one night.
If somebody else tells me it's too big for one night, if I hear that how many times on the actual show, I'm going to be upset. Careful.
They're going to say it so much on WrestleMania.
I can't. It's just going to be so weird. So weird. It's going to be an interesting WrestleMania for sure.
They have a lot of nonsense matches.
I think I only have the network until like the 6.
Oh, no. That's WrestleMania, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't it supposed to be free for like everybody right now?
Remember? I don't know. I'll
Andy
look into
sent
it.
That thing?
I have a code from Cricket that'll give us three months for free, too. We'll continue with the show for 3 more months.
Wow. Is there anything on Raw that you wanted to bring up at all? What happened on Raw this week? Wow. Neither one of us remember anything.
I don't think I even watched anything.
No way. We had to have watched something. Hey! No.
No.
Clearly, we're just going to have to do this at night.
What the hell happened on Raw?
Dude, I don't know. Pull it up because now it's going to drive me crazy. No, if we really. Okay.
Well, you said, you said they showed that match.
What match? Oh, the one from like SummerSlam, the 3-way match with Seth Rollins and John Cena.
I feel like I only saw
Andrade.
There was the Andrade match. Thing. And then the Street Profits match with the guys from NXT. I feel like that's all I saw.
Is that all there was?
Yeah, because I put him to bed. And he obviously hasn't been napping.
What is there? Was there a Goldberg thing? Did he come out?
There's a Brock Lesnar promo.
There you go. I don't know, man.
Go away. Go away.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I think we should do a thing, a recap of WrestleMania, though.
Yeah, of course. We'll watch WrestleMania and
let you guys know.
Cover it.
See how it turns out. Because you know what? I mean, as of right now, with how everything's going, things could change today, tomorrow. Some people might be in the match. Some people might not.
Yeah, I think they filmed almost all of it at this point.
Oh, shit. So, really? Mm-hmm. Let's get out of this.
For April, for Steve, and for Oliver. Hey, can you say bye?
Bye.
Good job.
Bye.
Bye.